Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, warning.
Attention all cupcakes, lollipops, and landlubbers. This is your captain speaking. The battle for truth and justice is before us. Batten down the hatches and prepare to blast off into Deep Space Nine.
Warning, warning.
For this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. We, on this program, do not concern ourselves with the friggin' cost. This is our freedom. Now look, freedom ain't cheap, I'll give you that, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, if you want to be a part of the program tonight, we will be taking calls, as always, in the second hour. 646-716-7978, or you can press the number 1. And make sure that you press the number 1 if you want to speak. Otherwise, it doesn't give me an icon. It tells me that you just want to listen. But I'll tell you, listening is okay. Listening is just fine. There's nothing wrong with listening. And that's what's missing in this country today. It's far too many people don't want to listen. They want to speak, but they don't want to listen. They don't want to listen. Now, real quick, if you do have a story out there where you've been tyrannized in any way, and again, I don't care about who. It doesn't matter to me. Judges, lawyers, cops, Walmart greeters, I don't give a damn. You got a story, you got to get it out there. Well, I've been having a lot of people contact me. There's a lot of very in-depth stories. I mean, these stories, it's going to take a lot to get to them. I can't just bring them on. There's a lot of homework that needs to be done. Wow, whoa, wow. So just stay tuned in the next month or so. We're going to have some crazy freaking stories. And that's what it's all about. You got to get your story out there. You've been tyrannized in any way. You got to tell it to somebody. Well, I'm the perfect guy, and I'm easy. Okay? I don't require a lot. All I need is just a brief description of your story, and I bring you on. I give you and I make promos too, and I put it on YouTube. I put it all over Facebook. You can share it on any social media website that you have. The point is, we got to get your story out. And if you've got a story out there where you have been tyrannized, you need to understand something. You are not alone. There is somebody else just like you. Probably a shitload of people just like you. So by you not wanting to come on the program, not want to tell your story, well, you're also stopping those other people who may be just on the edge and want to tell their story, but they're afraid. But when you come on and you tell your story, that tells the other person who's afraid, I got nothing to be afraid of. So you got nothing to be afraid of. That's my point. This is your story. You have been affected. You have a story to tell. Do not be afraid to tell it. This is your voice, and your voice is important. And if you don't use it, it's worthless. So let your voice be heard. I'm not in a very good mood tonight, and I got a lot of crap to talk about. We do have a lot to talk about tonight, and I'm not in a good mood. And there are, we can look, we got to get this ship underway because I got too much to talk about. And you know, I never shut up. It takes me forever to get through anything because there's so much to it and so much pisses me off. Well, we got lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots. And I might add that that number is growing every day of people that are just desperate to take away your freedom. And there's only one way to combat that, and that is to lift our jib and get our freedom ship underway. Yeah, there we are. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors! All right, now, first of all, before we get to the scuttlebutt of the day, I got to cover some of the stories that we're going to cover real brief, and then we're going to get to the scuttlebutt. Hopefully by the second hour, we're going to get to it. And this is an ongoing problem. You have heard me talk about this on this program several times, and I'm not going to give up on this. We're going to cover it all. I'm going to do my best to make sure that I cover all of these stories because these stories are important. And look, sometimes it happens. I never shut up, and I got to wait till the next night to cover it. That's fine, as long as I cover it. And I'm going to cover it because I'm pissed off. But I think it's time now that we, as Americans, we need to get together. And we need to derail this madness train. Okay, this madness train is out of control. And it's only going to jump the tracks until we jump in and do something about it. And yeah, I know, that sucks. You're going to have to get your fat ass off the couch, put down those bags of Cheetos, and turn off your Kardashian show. That's what's going to happen. You got to give up a little bit of your social life to help your neighbor. Because when you help your neighbor, you're not just helping your neighbor. You're helping yourself. You're helping your community. You're helping humanity. What trickles down does trickle up. Now, here is why, real briefly, we're going to cover all this stuff. But the top headlines tonight that I'm going to be covering, and I'm going to do my best to cover it all because there's a lot to cover, and I'm not in a good mood. I'm just not. I'm going to cover tonight why Trump care that failed to pass is not a bad thing. It is a good thing, a really, really good thing. And you're going to hear later in the program, you're going to hear very soon, of why it is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. So everybody, relax, okay? Breathe. Breathe. It's not a bad thing. It's not the end of the Trump administration. It's actually the very beginning. And we're going to talk about that. Also, a four-year-old preschooler. Now, get this now. We're going to cover this story. This one just jacks me up. A four-year-old, four years old. And you're going to hear the entire story. And there is a backstory to this. And you're going to understand what the full story is. Of course, the media is not going to talk about it. What the hell does the media talk about? The media doesn't talk about anything other than Trump's bad, Republicans are racist, and Democrats are wholesome. But a four-year-old preschooler in preschool is suspended, now get this, for bringing I swear to God, I'm not making this up. I'm not making none of this up. For bringing what the teacher called, this is how stupid our teachers are today. This is how stupid our teachers are today. Our teachers, I got to say, at least 80% of the teachers in our public schools today have no business being in our public schools today. I got to go at least 80%. And I know what the hell I'm talking about because I grew up in the frickin' school district. My mother, all of her friends, all my whole frickin' family were nothing but school teachers. I do know the mentality of a public school teacher. I know them. They were all around me growing up. They're still around me. I know these people, so I know what I'm talking about. So when I criticize them, it comes out of intelligence, not ignorance. 80% of the school teachers today have no business being in our public schools. They're going to suspend a four-year-old from preschool for bringing in, now get this, if you're not sitting down, sit down. And if you are sitting down, strap yourself in. A four-year-old preschooler brings to school a quote-unquote shotgun bullet. Yeah, I know. What the hell is a shotgun bullet? There is no such thing as a shotgun bullet. This is how stupid our teachers are today. Well, there is a backstory, and we're going to cover this. Because this four-year-old did not deserve this. Nor did their parents. And we're going to cover this. And this is all over the United States. It's not just one place. It's just one story. And if you think it's isolated, you are a stupid, stupid individual. Time to wake the frig up. Time to wake up. This is all over. It's not an isolated incident. Two teenage girls. Now, we've all heard about this story. This is what the media was talking about today. Swear to God. This is what the media was talking about this morning. I mean, that's the only thing you could hear about United Airlines booted two girls. Well, they didn't get really booted. They changed their clothes and they were allowed to come back on the flight, but because they were wearing leggings. Now, most people who are stupid and refuse to, find out what the whole story is, just want to just immediately start spouting off their freaking opinions. Like anybody gives a damn what your stupid opinion is. Let me tell you, we don't. We don't. Well, there is another backstory to this. And there is a reason why the United Airlines, which I have never been a real big fan of United Airlines. I've flown in a lot of airlines. And I never was a fan of United. But on this particular incident, I got to go on their side. I got to stick with them. Let me give you a little hint. United Airlines was correct in what they did, and we're going to cover that. And now we got a judge. Now, this one's crazy. This is nuts. This is nuts. A judge okays a petition to allow a man to be the first genderless human. What? Yeah. I swear to God. This guy, I think he's 27 years old. We'll find out when we cover the story. I can't remember. But he's old enough to know better. He's an idiot. But he wants to be the first genderless human being. So he signs a petition and he gets a judge to sign it. So now what does this mean? Can he go into any bathroom that he wants whenever he wants? He says, well, I'm not this. I'm not a man. I'm not a woman. I'm not a this. Bop, 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 bop. I got to pee. So I'm going to pick whatever bathroom I want. I mean, this stuff is getting out of control. I mean, Jesus Christmas. I mean, we've got some real problems in this country. And now we got to talk about this. Someone who wants to be a genderless human, go for it. Knock yourself out. You're an idiot. You have a gender, whether you consider yourself a gender or not. I really don't give a damn. I'm not going to cover too much of that because that's just crap. But we got to cover it because it's insanity. And we got to know the kind of insanity that's going on in our country today because the mainstream media refuses to cover any of it. Also, we got a mother who's shamed for putting a slice of cake in her child's lunchbox. Cake. Cake. Chocolate cake, probably with chocolate syrup, which is good, by the way. Everybody loves chocolate cake. And then, the scuttlebutt of the day. 500 kids. Now, get this now. 500 children. Over 500 children. Now, that number only includes Washington, D.C. That doesn't include the rest of the United States. That only includes from January 1 up to today. of 2017. That doesn't include all of the other years. So how many kids have actually been taken away and put into, well, we suspect the sex slave? We've got a lot of evidence. Now, look, sex trafficking and human trafficking is rampant in the United States. It is. It is off the freaking charts. I mean, off the charts. This is everywhere. Matter of fact, I'm going to cover this story now because I think this is important. But we're going to cover the other stuff. So let's go into this one here now. Let's get into this. I mean, look, this is a serious, serious issue that we of human trafficking